Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, August 5th. I'm Mark Daniels. A pall cast over the Packers' family night scrimmage on Saturday night. A starting left tackle, Brian Bulaga, suffered a knee injury, and reports on Sunday indicated it was a torn ACL that would require surgery and may end Bulaga's season. Head coach Mike McCarthy also watched his incumbent place kicker, Mason Crosby, struggle, hitting only 3 of 8 field goals. Backup quarterback, B.J. Coleman, with a couple of interceptions. But he says it didn't dampen the enthusiasm of a record crowd on family night, and Mike was very appreciative of that.
This is a special crowd. I mean, this crowd's different than any other crowd that we have the opportunity to compete in front of. And it starts when you show up, pulling into the players' lot. And, you know, just the amount of children and kids and families, it's a whole different environment. You won't see that many waves. The number of waves, you know, the fans do tonight will probably match as much as you'll see in 3 or 4 games. So it's just a great atmosphere. It's great to see all the kids out there.
Packers camp resumes on Monday, and Vince Young reportedly is going to be in Green Bay for a workout. Former number one draft choice, third overall pick of the Tennessee Titans in 2006. Heisman Trophy winner, made a couple of Pro Bowl appearances, but fell out of favor with head coach Jeff Fisher. Moved on to Philadelphia, where he last appeared in a regular season game in 2011. Young tried to make the Buffalo Bills roster last summer, but was cut in August out of football all of last year. The NFL preseason kicked off Sunday night in Canton, Ohio. The Hall of Fame game had the Cowboys beat the Dolphins 24-20. On Saturday night, Dave Robinson became the 22nd Packer to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and Robinson had plenty of high praise for the Packer Cheesehead Nation.
Our fans are as enthusiastic as any other fans in the country. Our fans own the team. Now, top that. Go ahead. I'll tell you what, I've affiliated with almost all the 32 owners, and the best owner in the league is the Green Bay Packers, the fans of Green Bay. And I love those guys.
And I love them right back. Congratulations to Dave Robinson. College football, the NCAA is looking into memorabilia signed by last year's Heisman Trophy winner. Sources say Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel signed memorabilia for a 5-figure flat fee while visiting South Florida for the BCS National Championship game in January. Sources saw the signings but not witness any exchange of money, but the NCAA is going to look into it. To Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers on Sunday salvaged the final game of their series with the Washington Nationals, winning 8-5. Kyle Lowe started but left trailing 4-1 after 5 innings. But the Brewers rallied for 5 runs in the 6th, capped by Jeff Bianchi's bloop 2-run single.
Schaefer started the inning with a single up the middle, and Davis coming in and getting the knock over third baseman's head, and I was just able to get a pitch that I just barely got the bat on, was able just to bloop it over in between short and second, and I scored 2 runs. So it was a big inning for us.
Juan Francisco drove in a couple of runs. John Axford gets the win in relief of Loesch, and manager Ron Reneke says luck was on our side.
Kyle did a nice job of holding it down and letting us have a chance to catch up, and bullpen came in, and even though they gave up, Axe gave up one, Gonzalez gave up one, they still did a nice job.
Brewers are now 47-64, and they hit the road. A 9-game trip begins in San Francisco on Monday night. St. Louis Cardinals hammered the Cincinnati Reds 15-2, pounding out 15 hits in the victory. John Jay on the offense coming alive.
Well, I think, we have a good offense, and we go out there and grind our bats out, and we battle. And, that's something that we do. So whenever, we go out there and have that attitude, we get good results.
Pirates beat the Rockies 5-1. A.J. Burnett with a complete game. It was the Dodgers 1. The Cubs nothing. A.J. Ellis, an RBI single in the second, stands tall. Atlanta makes it 10 in a row, beating Philadelphia 4-1. They have a 12.5 game lead in the National League East. In the American League, the Tigers beat the White Sox 3-2 in 12 innings. Torrey Hunter with a game-winning single. White Sox have lost 10 in a row. Seattle beat Baltimore 3-2. Henry Blanco with a 2-run home run. Minnesota over Houston 3-2. Toronto beat the Angels 6-5. Texas shut out Oakland 4-0. Interleague play, Cleveland a 2-0 winner over Miami. Scott Kazmir and 3 relievers combine on a 4-hitter. Kansas City beat the Mets 6-2. Boston shuts out Arizona 4-0. Rays get by the Giants 4-3. San Diego a 6-3 winner over the New York Yankees. Major League Baseball expected to announce more suspensions today for players linked to the Biogenesis scandal. The ban's going to be announced midday. Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez, the biggest name on that list, reportedly will receive a ban for the rest of this season and through all of 2014, but he will also be allowed to appeal. Rodriguez hoping to join his parent club, the Yankees, for the first time Monday night after he was involved in a rehab start on Saturday, but did not want to talk about the scandal.
I've been in this field for the last 5.5 hours. I haven't heard anything or seen anything. My focus has been to play baseball, get ready to play tonight, excited to be playing tonight, even more excited about Monday. I can't wait to see my teammates. I feel like I can help us win. I can help us be a better team. And I haven't seen a lot of my brothers in a long time.
And he may not see them for a long time. Ryan Braun, the first player to be suspended, linked to the scandal, missing the rest of this season. Minor league baseball, the Timber Rattlers beat Beloit 6-1, scoring 4 runs in the 7th. 2-run home runs from Victor Roach and Parker Berberet. That series will resume at 7:05 Monday night at Fox City Stadium. In the Northwoods League, Wisconsin beat Green Bay 6-5. Rob Benny with a walk-off single. Bullfrogs hosting the Woodchucks in their final home game of the season at Joanne Stadium Monday night at 7:05. The Langsdorf League Championship Series goes to Kenosha, a 3-2 victory over the Sheboygan A's on Saturday night. Kenosha wins it with a 9th-inning walk-off walk. And now the A's will turn their attention to the Northeast Wisconsin League playoffs. They will be at Appleton in their postseason opener on Monday night. Ashport wins the AAA American Legion State Championship in Marinette, a 2-0 win over Plover. Ben Messenger and Jack Violetta combine on a 4-hitter. Ashport finishes the season with a 30-7 record. In golf, Tiger Woods wins the Bridgestone Invitational, the World Golf Championship event at Firestone, with a 15-under par total, a 7-shot victory over Keegan Bradley and Henrik Stenson. Woods had the 61 on Friday and coasted through the weekend for his 5th win of the season. He's done that before.
One of the things I'm proud of is obviously how many times I've won, how many World Golf Championships I've won, but also how many years I've won 5 or more tournaments in a season, so I don't know what that total is, 8, 9 or so, but it's 10. It's not bad either. It's even better. So that's something I'm very, very proud of, is how many tournaments I'm able to win, but consistently.
79th career victory for Woods in advance of the PGA Championship at Oak Hill this week. Stacey Lewis wins the Women's British Open title at the Old Course at St. Andrews on a marathon Sunday because Wynn postponed third round play Saturday. Had to finish with 36 holes, and Lewis birdie 17 and 18 to collect her 2nd major championship. First American in the last 10 majors to win a title. In racing, NASCAR at the Road Course at Pocono, long Pond, Pennsylvania, for the GoBowling.com 400. And in a late restart, Casey Kane passes Jeff Gordon with 2 laps to go to pick up his 2nd victory of the season.
I knew Jeff was going to be tough. I felt like he was, you know, beating me on restarts a little bit. I always struggle on them. I need to work on that, just keep getting better with my starts. But he got a great start. He was on my left rear off of turn one and was able to kind of side draft me down the backstretch and just stayed under me, and he finally got by off at turn 3s.
Jimmy Johnson maintains his point leads for the Sprint Cup Season Series, 77 points ahead of Clint Bowyer. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.